Today we began discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush, of being Kaddish the day of Shabbos through Kiddush. We mentioned that really one would be able to do it with just tefillah, with davening. But Chazal was masaking that we should do it on a koshel yayin, a cup of wine. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that what's the reason why Chazal wanted us to do it over wine? So Sefer HaChinuch says because the tev of a person is to get mesayre from when he does something, it's mesayre him. And obviously a cup of wine gives you that feeling of mesayre, just the look of it, the smell of it. So Chazal masakein to do it on a cup of wine. He explains that that's why the Gemara says if to someone pas, bread is more chaviv to him, so then there's a possibility that he would do it over pas. But halacha l'maisa, we do it over wine, grape juice, wine, what's considered wine. There's also dinim over here of how much wine we need. There's a shear and how big the kais should be. And there's also halacha that the kais should be a nice kais, a nice becher, a nice cup, which is a hiddur to the mitzvah. Not to use a disposable cup, which means, Rav Moshe explains, a cup that you can use more than two or three times, a plastic cup you could, but there's the Indian that the cup itself, that's why we have a becher. A becher gives a hiddur to the mitzvah. And the becher has a size that should hold a revius. A revius is not that much. A revius is, let's say, around 3 ounces, a little more than 3 ounces, a little less than 3 ounces. To those that want to be machmir Friday night when it's a deraisa for a bigger share of, let's say, four point something or 5 ounces. But if you take a look at the regular plastic cups, they're 6 ounces. So it's not that much that we're talking about. That's the share of the kais. The share of the yayin that one needs to drink is a roiv revius, is roiv of that. See, at the end of the day, he only has to drink about 2 or 3 ounces, which is not that much. That's the share of the kais. If one did not make Kiddush Friday night, then he has to make it up Shabbos morning, whether it was a shaygeg, whether it was a mesid, they did not make Kiddush Friday night. But then Shabbos morning, he makes Kiddush. The part of Vayichulu, that which we say Vayichulu, which like we explained last week, is Eidos, we're witnessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that you don't say, that he won't say Shabbos morning. He says it without the Vayichulu. And he's Yaitzah with the Kiddush in the morning, with the bracha of the Kiddush Hayoyim. The kais itself, we mentioned that it should be a nice kais. And again, if someone doesn't have a kais, so you can use any kais, you can use even a disposable. Or if it's a plastic one, it's definitely better than a paper cup, which is sometimes difficult to use more than 2 or 3 times. If one doesn't have any kais at all, you can make it on the bottle of wine itself. Could use the bottle of wine itself. I'm not sure how you can drink from it afterwards. That's a hint for people that are. Okay. So the wine that's being used, they're dealing about the wine itself. The wine itself, if someone drank from the wine, it's called yayin pogum. It's pogum. If someone touched it, that does not make it pogum, doesn't make it ruined. Just by touching it, there is a hiddur that one should not eat. It should be wine that wasn't touched at all, but doesn't make it not fit for Kiddush. But if someone drank from it, so then what we do is we add more wine to the kais, or we pour it back into the bottle, and then pour it back into the cup. There's a way to be misaking the kais that's pogum. And then there's the din of kais maleya, that should be a full kais. Some understand that it means up to the top, mamsh full. Some even overflow it. But Rav Shlomo Zalman explained that kais maleya means it's a chashivas, what's considered chashiv. If you ordered a cup of wine, this is what they would serve you. It's chashiv. So even if you don't have enough to fill to the top, but it's enough, again, you have the share of revias. But the cup looks filled, it's full, it's called a full cup. So that would be enough. And then just one last point, to choose a wine which tastes good and looks good and a person enjoys that wine. Chetchila, there's a mitzvah to use red wine. Ravada, if someone enjoys white wine better, then he uses white wine. Good Shabbos.